Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 11th of May. My name's Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peer.
Gary, we've had some beautiful autumn weather, but it seems like the good run of weather is coming to an end as the grey skies herald the start of winter, which is the countdown, obviously, to the 1st of June. How are you feeling?
Very wet at the moment, Phil. There's a bit of rain out there at the moment, but it's good. I'm feeling good, and it's good for the garden to have some rain. Good for ducks, Phil.
Gorgeous weekend for our Saturday and Sunday auctions, Gary, which turned into Mother's Day festivals at some
Indeed.
Of them. Well, the market is alive and well, and while you just take over from talking, I'm going to have a quick look at our results because I'm spectacularly unprepared here, but I'm getting to the point where I come and say, what a great clearance rate we had, Gary. 83% against
All right.
the industry average of 78%. We sold 24 out of 29 auctions some stunning, stunning properties.
Get the towers
some
up, Phil.
Stunning results,
Get the towers
Gary.
Up. Put a bit of a sparkle on there, Phil, because at that volume, 84%, it's pretty hot.
And a belated happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that tune in and watch this show, because we know we're a hit with the mums. But happy Mother's Day. And to all of those people, I handed out Lindt chocolates too, and those lovely chocolate-coated nougats. I put them in our Gary Peer & Associates tote bags.
Yep.
They were a hit, Gary. They were a hit.
Phil,
and
you know
I definitely blew the budget by giving hundreds
You know how to buy the heart of a mum like no one else. And
there is no way. No, there's no secret, Gary. The way that I was very successful as a single man was I never went out without boxes of Lindt chocolates. And I would just go up to a crowded room and just hand out chocolates until somebody said yes.
There's no doubt about you, Phil. You're a charmer. You couldn't be stopped. Phil, let's just get into a little bit. Before we get into a bit of, you know, the
can't
the market.
Say any of that anymore anyway, what? Gary. You can't talk about how what you used to do in your
single
you days, this politically correct
you
world
did
that we keep
what
referring
are you doing?
To.
Telling me off for something
I
you
do. I do apologise to any of the viewers that we've upset over the years, and particularly in this show.
You know what? People don't want apologies for political correctness, so you can just get off that road because it's not going anywhere. It's a dead end. People watch this because it's a little bit of fun, Phil.
We have
to take it seriously.
To apologise, Gary.
We apologise for everything. We apologise for bringing this.
I must say, I'm somewhat surprised.
I'm sick of apologising.
I'm
not apologising anymore.
I'm somewhat surprised by the calibre.
Sorry if that was a bit loud.
I'm somewhat surprised by the calibre of the person that watches this show, because I think that the average viewer of GPTV is significantly higher intellectual capacity. Has a significantly higher intellectual capacity than the average show that's managed to be going this long. And a shout out, of course, to the lovely vendors that we had in Balaclava Road.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
Lovely
got
people.
In there first.
And a shout out and congratulations for the outstanding result that you had. But thank you for being a GPTV watcher.
Yes, indeed.
And by the way, we've got the best clients.
We do.
So
we're blessed.
Lovely to hear her history because her family is involved with
E&S. Well, don't say the name.
No, I'm going to say E&S Trading. E&S Trading are great.
It's got a big mouth.
Are great suppliers to the housing industry. So if you need tiles, if you need ovens, if you need dishwashers, if you need anything to do with a house renovation or bill, E&S Trading are an absolute go-to and a wonderful company and a family-owned company, as opposed to giving your business to some horrible multinational company that just sucked the profits out of this country, repatriate the profits in another country, paying virtually no tax in this country, as opposed to E&S who do their share.
I'm not sure who you've upset there or what that was all about, but let's just go back to the vendors.
That was a bit of a crack at the big multinationals, Gary.
I think you might have a few anger issues there.
They suck the money out of this country and call themselves. I mean, I know a number of these multinational companies are. They have a base in Ireland.
It's a real estate show
where the tax is very low.
Anytime you finish.
No, no. I think
it's just getting
This is a grassroots crack at the multinationals that suck this country dry instead of doing something good for the country and paying your fair share of tax. Because I've got to tell you, viewers, the joy of paying tax is that if you want to live in a democratic society with good medical institutions, with good roads, with a good education system, you actually have to pay your fair share of tax.
Okay, are you finished with that? Somebody said actually on the weekend, I had a few people talking about this show on the weekend. I don't know if you've had a few people. And someone said, I like the first 5 minutes of GPTV before you start, because it's all just rubbish, but it's funny. And then you start getting serious and then I get off when you talk about the property. So everybody has their own GPTV favourite little part. little segment, I think, Phil. And we should go back to some of our, you know, like My Beef and some of those segments that we had. And How Good Is That? We haven't had a How Good Is That segment for a while. But I want to talk, Phil, a little bit about pricing properties at the moment.
Oh, this is a property show,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, you know, like, how do you price properties at the moment? Before we get into the review of them, like, it's so hard to price stuff right yep. now, and I'm not asking for sympathy from the viewer, but, you know, because you've kind of got the bricks and mortar price, right?
Yep.
And I think there is the bricks and mortar makes sense precedented price.
Yes.
You know, you can look at a house, and we can say as experts, look, the last four or five houses all sold between, say, $1.2 and $1.3 million, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we can say, well, that's what we think is reasonable and real, and we can suggest
oh,
that.
So
but then,
long-winded.
Phil,
get
oh, yeah, I'm
going
to get there. Oh, you, because you're very quick, aren't you, to get to your point. So 1.2 to 1.3, and then all of a sudden it's sold for $1.56 million,
yep.
for example, because
yep.
the market's rising. Because there's that emotional factor, Phil, that 20 or 30%.
So you're saying you have a lot of difficulty in understanding what the actual emotive factor is. So you've got the value of a property is a combination of its land value,
yes.
its bricks and mortar value,
yes.
but the intangible, Gary,
that's
the intangible
it,
is the
where
emotive,
it's sink.
The
I love
emotive
it. Where it's
factor.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Viewers, if you happen to be a psychologist, like my wife,
yes.
But if you happen to be a psychologist...
Hasn't she got her hands full?
And, yeah, and you're watching this show, you would yeah. understand that there is a quotient, there is an EQ quotient. The EQ quotient, Gary. Bricks, mortar, land, and an EQ quotient.
The EQ would happen to be what, Phil?
The emotional yeah. intelligence
and
part
I,
of...
I think it's very difficult to actually assess what the emotional... Got to have sometimes a bit of ego, Phil. Sometimes people will be at the auction and they're going to say, I'm going to buy this.
Yep.
I don't.
If it's good enough for that person, that person's bidding, I'm going to bid.
Exactly
I'm not
right.
going to be outbid by
exactly.
that person.
So you get that. You get the ego factor, the emotional factor, the falling in love, the got to have. And I guess our job as agents is we've got to try to get that got to love price every time, Phil. We've got to work towards that premium. And I know that buyers hate us for it, but they respect also
well,
that
Gary,
that's our job.
You know, I do
we've
hear,
got to get it at the best
hear,
price.
I do hear sometimes people say, you know what,
oh, yeah.
Gary,
oh,
Peer and Associates, they're terrible to buy from.
So hard to
but
buy.
But I'd only sell through them.
Exactly right.
Which is kind of a backhanded compliment in saying,
yes,
you
is.
Know what, if you're going to buy from Gary P, you're going to pay more.
Yeah.
Buy from another agent, pay less, and then sell through
the
Gary
only
Peer and
problem,
Associates
that's
and
true.
Sell for more. The, now, we try to do this. Let me just finish. We try to do this. By ensuring that we do everything possible
yeah.
so
respectful and
the
fair
public
to buyers.
Understands in
yep.
a transparent manner what we're doing.
Yep.
I think there is a bit of emphasis, though, for buyers to do their own due diligence other than
indeed.
Just to rely on
yeah.
agents whose
yeah.
job it is to work in their vendor's best interest while
yes.
treating with the public in a transparent and fair manner.
I think you've said that, Phil, because our job, I think you said that well, Phil.
Our
job is to get the premium price. We have to do that. That's our first duty. And as real estate agents going through the Real Estate Institute of Victoria and studying the course, you are taught your first obligation is to your vendor, your principal, to get the highest and best price. And I guess the problem is, Phil, for some of those buyers to say, you know, I don't want to buy through Gary Peer & Associates because they push hard to get the best price. But the reality is, Phil, that we get so many great listings.
The
so unfortunately, you don't get to choose always.
The DNA of our business is to work tirelessly to ensure our vendor gets the highest possible price.
Why being now, fair to our buyers.
If you want a shrinking violet as an agent, if you want a little agent that stands there like this, you know, hardly murmuring, hardly saying, like this,
yeah.
Gary, like, you know, just...
I think that's very offensive to people that
no,
are like that.
No, but if you want that shrinking violet, it's not me and it's not him. Look,
no.
we make no apologies
no,
for being
right.
excitable and,
yes.
and almost aggressive, but an aggressive in a nice way, because our job is to deliver outstanding
maybe.
Work.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. No, we've got to get the best price. But my point was none of that. You know? we've just got off track, as we do so often. I guess my point is that...
What
when
is
we,
your point,
my point is, Phil, when we price
you
properties...
You have a point.
When we price properties, we price them based on precedent. In a rising market, there are premiums paid. And I think for us and every real estate agent, when a premium is paid because of an emotional connection by multiple parties that drive a price up, understand that that's life.
And in a
that's
rapidly
life.
Rising market...
Yeah.
Now we're going to get to
that's
the
it.
Nub of this. In a rapidly
Thank
rising
you.
Market...
Finally!
...buyers, understand
oh.
this... you know, we had a property.
Been a long journey.
We had a property, Gary, at 31 Kooyong Road. This is a quick example.
Okay.
31 Kooyong Road had a
oh,
massive
yes.
had a massive auction.
That's right.
And sold the first
10 days
property.
Ago. Yeah.
First property in I think it was December
yeah.
for $860,000.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Right.
Still, yeah.
We then listed virtually the identical apartment next door, block of four.
Yep.
So This was the front ground
floor.
I
think floor. The price
this
undisclosed.
Was, this was so the back ground floor.
Yes, be careful.
So we then auction the back ground floor, which is marginally better, but we sell it for almost 25% more. Now, you can't pick that. You just can't pick that. No agent can predict, I've sold this. I might just put another 20% on this, see how we go.
Exactly right. Nostradamus as we are.
The job of a real estate agent, Gary, is
it's never ending.
It's hard.
But you know, there's no sympathy, is there?
No, there's no sympathy.
There's not much love.
There's not.
But you've got, you know, you've got love from your mother, and got love from.
She does love me in her own way. She does love me.
We get by with the help, a little help from our friends and our family. Phil, let's start reviewing the markets and the results of the weekend, because they're fascinating, Phil. And I've got to tell you that if you want to know what's going on in the market, you can look at means and medians, and you can read all the experts, or you can get the facts, the real facts, Phil, right here. One of those facts is East Boundary Road.
I'm not sure that you would necessarily describe this show as a factual show.
Well, there were some facts. Yeah. There's one
there
fact.
Was a
there
fact.
There was one fact in the
one
second
episode.
I remember
episode.
That. Yeah. No, there are some facts, Phil. That's not true. You are now denigrating
diminishing the caliber of the show.
Our already dubious brand. We're saying that, Phil. 120 East Boundary Road. Well, here's a sale.
Well,
that, you
that's
know,
a great
that's
story.
That's what I'm saying. It's a fact. It was sold for, I think it was $1 million. The sale fell through, $1 million. I think then it was sold for $1.5 million. The buyer couldn't go ahead. So lo and behold, it was auctioned.
Hang on a second. Million?
Yes, $1.5 million.
Sold at $1.5 million. Vendor
was prepared to accept $1 million. Couldn't get it. Prepared to accept $1.5 million. Couldn't get it. Auction it on Saturday with Gary Print Associates. You conducted the auction. Daniel Peer handled it together with Leon Guzenfitter.
Shout out to those two.
Well done. Sold for $1,283,000. That's a fact, Phil. And that is about 28% exactly more.
So go figure, viewers. And the poor real estate agent's going to cop it, of course.
No, yeah.
Are going to cop it from the general public, who are going to say, well, you know, he was always going to sell for that. More, you know, you guys don't know what you're doing.
You misled us. Should
have put the price up. Well, actually, a million. In June, $1,050,000 in August. Who would have known it would sell for that?
There you go. That's the market. Phil, another
that is a
sale.
Fact.
Now, that's a fact. So there you go. If you're wondering what growth is, that's a growth of 28% thereabouts in less than a year. Phil, James Street, Glen Huntley. Well, what a long marathon auction that was. It was an exciting auction, although a few people were snoring in the background there, not because the auction wasn't exciting, but it just went on for so long, Phil. It was about a 55-minute auction.
Gary, thank goodness.
Incredible property.
We auctioned James Street, where my next auction was in Laura Street, South Caulfield, which was literally as the crow flies.
It was planned that way,
400
Phil.
400 metres.
Give us some credit.
I finished that auction at 28 minutes past the hour.
Plenty of time.
With 2 minutes to get to the next auction. So I arrived there cool, calm and collected. But shout out firstly to the owners of the James Street property, who are the most delightful family. Delightful. Been living there for a long time, brought up their children, grandchildren were introduced to the property. It's a lifestyle asset.
Yes,
price
indeed.
Is undisclosed,
it's
Gary,
over $4
I do
million.
Believe. But
I'm
going to
just
dollars,
say it's over $4 million.
Which is a price record, for Glen Huntley. Who would have thought in your lifetime, Gary, that sales would occur over $4 million?
Been around for a long time.
Well, there's nothing more to stay around for, Gary. You've achieved every possible outcome.
I can shuffle off. Is that right?
Shuffle off to your nursing home in your slippers, your fluffy slippers.
Start
and
eating the pureed food.
Dressing gown with the tartan dressing gown with that wraparound band with the tassels
exactly
on
the
end.
Exactly right. I have my $30 mystery bed every day and that's it for TAB. Phil, anyway, great result. Over $4 million. Well done to all of those. Ben Eisner, congratulations, because he was at the helm of that sale.
We had 1, 2, 3, 4 people bidding.
Yeah, an interesting mix of buyers too, Phil, with interesting, you know, the buyer who bought it, lovely family, local family who were going to actually update and renovate that home, who was recommended actually by Jan Dosen. So, you know, again, moving buyers around.
Yes,
one of
Gary.
The special things we do it so well. But anyway, well done to the agents, buyers and sellers. Phil, South Yarra, great auction there. Leo Samuel sold for $1,611,000.
Well, that was an enormous result, Gary.
Way
enormous.
Above the expectations,
you know,
around
put
that one, too.
Let's that up on screen.
Yeah,
because,
well, usually
you know,
we're in it. When we talk about usually we're in it,
Phil. Oh, it's behind us. Okay.
Yeah, we're in it. We're having a cup of tea
I've
in the kitchen.
Watched the show.
No, you should sometime. Think about it. 336 Bamber Road, Phil. Now, that was an interesting auction I got to do. And this is technology, Phil. This is what's going on now.
Are you
with going technology.
To explain technology?
Oh, yeah, don't you worry about that, Phil. I'm up with it.
Yes, Gary had his abacus
in
his horse and cart
he
was delivering milk in milk bottles
exactly
to
right.
the surrounding
and I
neighborhood.
Thought, how do they get all that milk in that bottle just like that from the cow? No, Phil, Leon has his his Apple earpods, is that what they call it? Earpods. He has earpods in. There he is speaking to somebody who was, I've made a note here, a cattle breeder. Phil, that was 4 hours away, because cattle breeders are somewhat of a target market for homes in Bamboo Road. It's full of cattle breeders down there, you know that. Well, not so, well, but this was a cattle breeder.
It's my country background, Gary, that enables us to speak the lingo of those on the land.
Indeed. Anyway, a cattle breeder bought that, Phil, at 4 hours away, couldn't get to the auction, set everything up beforehand, and of course, you know, did it all online. It's an online world.
Well, Gary, they
world.
Signed the documentation electronically. Paid online. There is a mechanism for doing all of that, of course, so via phone and text and electronic transfers of funds from one account to the other.
Indeed.
You know,
went
from the cattle breeder's property through the Cayman Islands, Ireland, and then ultimately
India.
India. Speaking of technology,
speaking
look
of India,
what's going on in the United States, Gary?
Another
cyber crime attack has stopped virtually oil on the east coast of America.
For those of you that
open emails on your emails just from random people, I would suggest you don't, because the cyber criminals are waiting.
And before to you know
take
it,
over
you
your
won't
account.
Be able to drive your car. You just open the email and then you can't drive your car. You can't get the oil. That's what happens. It's as immediate as that.
Pretty good.
Yeah, open the email, goodbye, we're all walking. It's probably good for you anyway. Let's move on to Lumiere Road, Phil. 16 Lumiere Road. Pumping auction, that one sold for $4,220,000.
Fantastic result there. Shout out to the owners of that property. Again, working for some fantastic people. Shout out to the buyer.
Shout out to the agent who bid on behalf of a client who... you tried to push you a bit at that auction, Phil, and I think
I don't get that, Gary. I buy a lot of properties.
It's bitchy.
In fairness, I buy a lot of properties for clients, and I go there to the auction.
So do I.
You know, your argument, this is where he was rather foolish, I think, is that your
argument... You don't take on the auctioneer.
Argument's
There's
not
no
with
value.
The auctioneer. Your argument when you're bidding is with the other
buyer,
bidders.
Yeah.
And it's not an argument. It's just a matter of trying to work
I
out
get
his
that. Winning. I don't understand anyway.
And foolishly, he took me on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had to make sure that it
you
was very evident
auction,
who was in control of the auction.
Look, auctioneers do have the right to determine the increments. It's not the public or another agent that does that. Although, if you're friendly and you know you're,
we will
accommodate you in those situations. But if you're going to be pushy and nasty, you just don't do that with auctioneers, Phil.
No,
when you're the auctioneer, or when you're bidding,
there's professional respect.
There's no
value.
In it. Anyway, we had some fun and we sold it, and that was fantastic. Happy vendor and lovely family that bought it, and $4.22 million. Congratulations.
Good
to
result.
Them.
A shout out to the buyer who is going to be buying the most beautiful home.
Yep.
It is a fantastic
now,
home.
Talking,
and they look like lovely people.
They do talk.
And met the parents there
indeed,
and everything.
Local people, Phil, lived in Crawford South. Phil, let's just talk about a home that hasn't yet sold. Then talk about lovely people and talk about incredible real estate. 29 Leopold Street, viewers. You are so lucky this hasn't sold, because you can still come and buy it. What an incredible house that is.
Incredible property, Gary.
One of the best houses I've
ever
seen.
Rooftop deck, which is quite extraordinary. It's probably one of the best pieces of architecture I've seen. Gary, that's a summation of the weekend, even though we sold many, many more properties.
We did.
In fact, I think we had our biggest week in the history of the company.
Could
last
well have been.
Week just
quietly. Well, we needed it. We got a big hole in the budget for last year, Phil.
No question.
COVID.
No question, Gary.
Wasn't fun. Sitting at home.
So if you add up...
listening to Daniel Andrews' briefings every day.
If you add up April 2000...
Don't miss those.
If you add up April 2021 and April 2020, you still don't get April 2019.
No, probably not.
Pretty sad.
It is a bit sad. Phil, let's just go to a feature property before we review. I want to talk about this house at 24 Findon Avenue, Phil, because
Gary
is the most wonderful house. Actually, we were talking about Leopold. Did we finish Leopold? Yeah, we did.
We did.
Am I
still available? Still available,
Gary. Are you hearing voices?
Yep.
Are we repeating
things?
No, it's all
good.
Do we forget? Okay. 24 Findon Avenue. What an incredible home, Phil. This is on the corner of Findon Avenue and Dandenong Road. Has a very, very big parcel of land. I think it's 818 square metres, Phil, which is a serious package of land in the... FNC, we call it, Philip.
We do, Gary. Far North Caulfield.
This is a lovely home. You want to tell us a bit about
Gary,
this
Gary, well, just
you
click,
did a
on
great
the,
video.
Click onto the website. Look at the video, viewers, because it is an amazing home. And Findon Avenue is about Far North Caulfield as it possibly gets.
Yep.
A great location, a great home. Solid as a rock, this house. Built the old-fashioned way. Solid brick and concrete slabs.
Yep.
Beautiful. I love that house.
Love that house as well. And if it was any further Far North Caulfield, Philip, it wouldn't be in Caulfield anymore.
Let's move on to Gary.
Property we've got, Philip, Cantala Avenue. It wouldn't be an episode of GPTV without reviewing a couple of special properties, Phil. And this is part, again, as Findon is, part of the Cantala estate. You're familiar with this home. tell us
to
about it.
To have two houses for sale, one
how
in Findon, one in Cantala, is incredible.
We're blessed.
That's on the back of selling a couple in Waiora as well, Gary.
Love those streets. Tell us about
this house
one.
In Cantala. I love the fact that I'm in these vendors' lives because I sold this house to them 24 years ago. They've lived in it. They've loved it. They've raised three children. They're moving on now. But that is magnificent. A lovely Georgian look to it, which means it's got timeless elegance. Renovated some years ago by Russell Casper, well-known in Melbourne architect. It's got the most beautiful feel, and it's got one of the best back gardens and swimming pools you will see. Come along to an open for inspection.
Get yourself over there. It's two wonderful homes in the best part of Caulfield, North, far North Caulfield. Phil, we've got 29 auctions this weekend. It's crazy.
Let's jump into
it's
it.
It's all happening. We have to go really fast to get through these. We're going to start off with this wonderful one in Redan Street, Philip. It's part of the 10:30 auction groove. There's five auctions on.
Yes, Gary. This is a great wonderful opportunity. Three bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. Lots to love there. And it is beautiful floors.
God, I love Jeremy Rosen's floors. Auctions out,
Timber floors and white walls. You've got to love them.
Cowper Streets and Kilda.
Well, check this property out, Gary. That is incredible. Three bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, plenty of car parking, two car spaces. That is an amazing property in an amazing location.
David Thompson's going to be in Murrumbina Road, Murrumbina.
Gary, with a two bedroom, two bathroom, one car space, modern building, good looking building, and that is a fabulous sun-drenched setting, according to the brochure.
I get the auction honours on Saturday of this wonderful property in Holton Street.
Gary, these 50s and 60s buildings, we just love them. This is fully renovated, two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. Good thing about those older style buildings is they tend to be very large apartments.
Lots of luxury apartments, including this wonderful one, Phil, in Inkerman Street. Love this building.
Well, Gary, it's a good looking building. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. Looks like it's bigger than the average one too, so lots of value there.
Double auction action at 11:30, Philip, 3 at 333 Owen Road.
Yes, Gary, great location near our office. Two bedrooms, one bathroom. That's a very generous apartment. Walking distance to the Alma Village. Well, it's actually part of the Alma Village.
Back in Murrumbina at 11:30 in Ardine Street, Phil.
Yes, Gary, that could not get a prettier looking home than that. Three bedrooms, 1.5 bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking, timber floors, lots of land, lots to love.
We open our Bentley East account at 12:30, Philip, in Mervyn Street.
Yes, Gary, again, buy anything around the Bentley area or the Murrumbina area. We love it. Three bedrooms, one bathroom, a beautiful home inside. Get on down to that and have a coffee from our coffee van.
Simon Rodolnik Auctions, famous South African name, Mervyn. There's lots of Mervyns. There is. South African Mervyns and Hiltons and Rubens and Selwyns. And I just thought I'd share that with you for no reason.
Thank you, Gary. Let's talk about 206 at 28 Jersey Parade, Carnegie. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, and a car space in a beautiful looking building. I love what's happened in the Carnegie area with all of these brand new, beautiful buildings.
We love it there. We love it in Brighton, Eastville. We are all over the best suburbs in Melbourne on Saturday.
Well, we do love Clinton Street. What a great location that is. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, wraparound deck area, and two car spaces, a lock-up garage.
Whitmuir Road, McKinnon, Phil, is your second auction of three on Saturday.
Gary,
tell us about
check this home. Four bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a double lock-up garage, architecture that is somewhat reminiscent of a grander time. Beautiful. Check out the front doors. Magnificent.
I love Charnwood Road, Philip. That's a beautiful address. Lamore Herskovitz.
Gary, we love this building. We know it well. That's a two-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment. And leafy Charnwood, walking distance to Fitzroy Street and St Kilda Road and Ackland Street. It's just a great spot
Leo
there.
Leo Samuel in the Hood in Carnegie, Girdwood Road.
Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one lock-up garage. Lots to love there. We love these single-storey villas.
Double auction action at 2:30 in Ludbrook Avenue, a great street. My sister used to live there, as you know.
Gary, it's a beautiful home. Four bedrooms, four bathrooms, a lock-up garage, front garden, back garden. That is magnificent. It's brand new. It is stunning. One of the nicer ones you'll see.
Leo Samuel auctions five properties on Saturday. He'll be a busy boy. He won't be much fun on Saturday night, but he's going to be auctioning this terrific property in St Hubert's Road.
Gary, it is two bedrooms, two bathrooms, and that is just lots of car parking, lots of garden area, and beautiful inside. I love that property.
And Jeremy Rosen's fourth auction. We're working our auctioneers hard, aren't we, Phil? You and I put a bit of a breezy Saturday by comparison, but Jeremy Rosen's is auctioning seven at 131 Alma Road.
One bedroom, one bathroom, one car space. Lots to love there.
Let's go to Sunday, Phil, starting at 10:30, Triple Auction Action, 32 Hudson Street, a great address.
Well, we love Hudson Street. This is magnificent. Four bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, double lock-up garage. Actually has a lift as well that will take you from the ground floor to the first floor. And that's a very, very elegant home.
That's your first of many auctions. You've got a big day on Sunday, Philip, and I'm starting off my first auction at Chuzan Street. Love that address.
It is a great address, Gary. This is a really pretty home. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. That really is a stunning home.
Riddell Parade, Jeremy Rosen's auctions for Ben Rothschild. This terrific apartment.
Gary,
these
are,
villa.
These are so popular, these single-story villas. There's everything to love there. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, a lock-up garage, gorgeous courtyard area, beautiful timber floorboards. Those are, that's popular real
estate. Fallon Street, 1130, another terrific address. Daniel Peer has been handling this.
With Joel Sir, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, a lock-up garage, and that's a really, really good location.
Glenn Brick is excited, I know, about this apartment, Inkerman Road. Jeremy Rose is auctioning it.
Gary, we love that building. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. That's a really good-looking building, and it's a small boutique development.
I have auction honours in Sycamore Street. Phil, what a great apartment.
Yep, two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. A very elegant apartment and a really good size.
Triple auction action at 12:30 p.m. Phil, we'll start with you in Royal Parade.
Well, Gary, I love this home. Four bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, a double lock-up garage, an undercover alfresco area, swimming pool, everything that opens and shuts. One owner only home, and they've hardly lived there because there's not a chip or scratch. That is a magnificent family home.
Grosvenor Street is Jeremy Rosen's 12:30 auction.
Gary, what a great property that is. That is one bedroom, one bathroom, one car space. Really good size. Get into the market by buying that. You will not be disappointed.
I love this block in Huon Road. It's solid. The apartments are spacious. We've sold in there before. I'm looking forward to
meeting Check out the photographs on this property. Check out the decor. It's an interior designer's own home. And that, of course, is two bedrooms, two bathrooms, one car space. Be part of the Alma Village, which just gets better and better. That is a great location.
Double auction action at 1:30. Philip, we're going to be in Cara Road. You're auctioning for Joel soon.
And I can't wait for this, Gary. That's a big, elegant family home. Four bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a double lock-up garage. It's statuesque,
and
that property.
What a beautiful garden it's got, Phil. Cambrook Road is 1:30. Arlene Joffey has been handling
this. A two-storey townhouse, Gary. Three bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, wraparound garden areas, and a great location. And as part of the Caulfield Racecourse redevelopment, that is incredible. That area is going to fly.
If you get to one auction this weekend, make it this one at 2:30 on Sunday. This is an outstanding property and a wonderful address. We love Snowden Avenue. This is a really fine home.
Good family home, Gary. Four bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a double lock-up garage, a double carport. But Snowden Avenue is one of those great locations.
And I want to wish the vendors good luck on that, Phil, because they are GPTV
Well,
watches.
A shout out to them both, and I'll see you on Sunday. I'll have an early night Saturday night.
And they are wonderful people. And Phil, that's your last auction on Sunday, so you know you can stay around afterwards, hang out there, watch some footy, have a maybe bring some lunch in, Uber eat some lunch. What do you think,
Gary? Yeah. Why don't you just wrap up the last auction for me,
because you're
dragging the show out.
Malvern Road, Glen Iris, Philip, Jeremy Rosens brings down the curtain at 2:30.
Stunning home, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, one basement car space, and a courtyard garden. That's a really, really good property, and obviously a great location.
And that's a really, really big wrap. And GPTV, it's been an action-packed episode.
That was a long episode,
so much
Gary,
going on.
I feel like
on,
I've
Phil.
Been here since last episode.
There's lots going on. The market is still very strong with those clearance rates, and it's an exciting time to be a real estate agent and to be a buyer and seller, and of course to be a viewer on GPTV, getting all the weekly news from us. I'm Gary Peer. We'll see you next week.
Melbourne is the best city of the best country of the world. I'm Philip Kingston. Can't wait to see you next week. Let's see you out and about on the weekend, having coffees from our coffee cart and getting gifts from me, because it's all happening and I love each and every one of you.
Sincerely said, we'll see you next week on GPTV. Thank you.